It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owens Beef Cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. Are you well on this Saturday, the 31st and last day of March? I do hope so. There's some really important things that happened on this day in French history. In 1889, our wonderful Eiffel Tower officially opened to the public for the World's Fair. The Eiffel Tower is 324 meters tall, and the top level's upper platform is 276 meters above the ground, which makes it the highest observation deck accessible to the public in the European Union. And guess what is on the very, very top? A broadcasting aerial, which was added in 1957. I love the Eiffel Tower. After dark, every hour on the hour, the tower sparkles with shimmering lights, and I never get tired of it. I hope someday you can see it too. Going back a bit, on this day in 1596, René Descartes, a French mathematician and philosopher, was born. Descartes is very important in the world of philosophy. In fact, he's called the father of modern Western philosophy. His book, Meditations on First Philosophy, is a standard text at most university philosophy departments. And I wonder if I can say philosophy one more time. You've heard cogito ergo sum, I think, therefore I am. That's Descartes. His influence in mathematics is equally important. He's also called the father of analytical geometry. And for the French, René Descartes is something of a god. They love to call themselves Cartesians, declaring their infinite logic in all things. In fact, when I first moved here, one of the first things I learned in French, because I heard it so often, was c'est logique. It's logical, which is always said with great satisfaction. In arguments, it's the opposite. Mais ce n'est pas logique. That's not logical. And those words are usually accompanied by a look of horror, usually reserved for the most grisly tale you can come up with. However, there is much in France that is not logical, and we expats regularly play the Cartesian logic game, coming up with the nuttiest Frenchisms, which are absolutely, positively not logical. One of my favorites is the way they count weeks. You ask when something will be ready. You get this as an answer. Oh, 8, 15 days. That means 1 or 2 weeks. So a week to the French is 8 days. Okay, count as you like. Most everyone else in the world thinks of a week as 7 days, but okay. But why then are 2 weeks 15 days? Why is it not 16? Ce n'est pas logique. I asked my mother-in-law about that once, and she got a blank look on her face and then burst out laughing. And she said, you know, I never even thought about it. Another one of their completely illogical things is simply the way they count. There is no word for 70, 80, 90. I'm not making this up. You know how you say 99 in French? 2 40s, a 10, and a 9. Uh-huh. And yet there are 2 words for the leg of a lamb, when that lamb is standing in the pasture, and a different word for when it is hanging in the butcher's shop. And who decided it was La California, but Le Texas? Mais ce n'est pas logique. Ah, the French. You just gotta love them.
This is the Sound Kitchen and Susan Owensby's cooking.
Okay, my friends, it's time for the quiz. On the 24th of February, I asked you a question about Rosalind Heim's excellent monthly feature, Cinephile, in which she interviewed Lebanese director Ziad Doueri about his film, The Insult. At the beginning of the interview, Mr. Doueri speaks about the theme of the film, and I asked you to complete his sentence. At the end of the day, it is a film about... The answer is, at the end of the day, it is a film about seeking justice again, about being fair. The winners of this week's quiz are The Sun King, beloved Jean Forget from Attleboro, Massachusetts in the U.S., where I bet it's still really, really cold, making it through the nor'easter, Jean. There's Shahanaj Parvin Sati, the president of the Nilshagor RFI fan club in Nilphamari, Bangladesh. And there's a brand new RFI listeners club member, Lesemole Moremi from Sefikeng, Lesotho, as well as a longtime club member, Solomon Fesahasian from Asmara, Eritrea. Rounding out the list of this week's lucky winners is Selva Raj from Tamil Nadu, India. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. At the beginning of the week, Egyptians went to the polls to select their president. You've heard all about it because RFI journalist Anne-Marie Besada was there reporting on it for you. The question is, who were the choices Egyptians had for president? Send in the names of the two candidates who were on the ballot for the Egyptian presidency. And by the way, everyone can enter the quiz. You do not have to be a member of the RFI Listeners Club or a member of an RFI club to enter, so please don't let that stop you from sending in your quiz answers. The only thing is, if you are an RFI Listeners Club member or the member of an official RFI club, you receive a premium prize, but everyone wins a prize when they win a Sound Kitchen quiz. We're inclusive. You have until the 7th of May to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 12th of May to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI club membership number.
To call our listener line and leave us a message, dial +33 184 22 9582. Say your name and your country and leave a short message, whatever you're thinking about. That's +33 184 22 9582. We're waiting to hear from you.
Time for a bit of listener news. We have two new RFI Listeners Club members to welcome. Ejaz Karim, who's the president of the World Radio Listeners Club in Sheikhupura, Pakistan, and Joseph Mukanda from Lusaka, Zambia. If you'd like to be a member of the RFI Listeners Club, just send an email to english.service@rfi.fr and I'll get you signed up. You'll receive an RFI membership number, which you include with all your quiz entries, and if you win, you'll receive a premium prize. And remember, teachers, if you would like postcards and stamps for your students, just write and let me know. I'll get a package to you immediately. Write me at english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks to all of you who wrote in, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my friend and colleague Alain Bleu for so expertly putting the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Be sure and join me next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. For those of you celebrating Easter tomorrow, I wish you a blessed and joyous day. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.
cantando así por el camino. Si yo vendo la carga, mi Dios querido, un traje a mi viejita voy a comprar. Pasa la mañana entera sin que nadie quiera su carga comprar, su carga comprar. Todo, todo está desierto, el pueblo está muerto de necesidad, de necesidad. Se oye este lamento por doquier, en mi desdichada voy a intercer. Y triste el jibarito va pensando así, diciendo así, llorando así por el camino. Será de Borinquen, mi Dios querido. ¿Qué será de mis hijos y mi hogar? Borinquen, la tierra de Belén, la que al cantar el gran Gautier llamó la perla de los mares. Ahora que tú te mueres con tu pesares, déjame que te cante yo también.